Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the only show that doesn't care about ratings, Witness Radio, with your host, Ryan Muniak.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Witness Radio, the only show that doesn't care about ratings, because our sole purpose is to save souls. On purpose. Go to witnesstalkradio.org for more episodes and syndication options. You can also give us a call at 513-900-8070 to leave your opinion, your feedback, your input, and we may actually play it on the air if we like you. Today we're talking with Mike Riddle, the founder, president, and creation speaker of Creation Training Initiative. Mike, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Ryan. It's always a pleasure to be able to talk about God's creation and things he's done for us.
Amen. So, Mike, why don't you start us off by telling us a little bit more about you and how you came to know the Lord?
Well, I didn't grow up as a Christian. I'm what you call a slow learner. It wasn't until when I was 30 years old that I became a Christian. Also grew up believing 100% in evolutionism. But at age 30, something changed. Matter of fact, it actually goes back 7 years before then in a gymnasium when I was in the United States Marine Corps. Another man came up and sat down beside me in a gymnasium and presented the gospel to me. And what did I do? Ignored everything he had to say because I had no room in my life for God then. But those 7 years after that in a hotel room, one night, I finally understood the message he gave me. And that's the night I got on my knees and professed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It took me 7 years. Only one person ever witnessed to me.
Wow. One person in 7 years.
Yes.
Or one person in 30 years.
30 years. That's wow. All ever witnessed. But that night, after I gave my life to the Lord, I got back in bed and couldn't go to sleep. I had a burning desire to teach the book of Genesis, which I had never even read yet.
Hmm.
And it just so happened there was a Bible in the drawer in that bedroom. And I pulled that Bible out and began reading Genesis chapter 1 right there. And I thought to myself as I got through that first chapter, if I can't believe or trust what's in that chapter, there's no reason to read the rest of the Bible because I won't trust it either. Or I thought also, maybe what I was taught in the university, some of that may not be true. So I started questioning my evolution beliefs rather than just taking it for granted. I started questioning them. Then I went around the country and started talking to these professors and scientists. You know what I found out, Ryan?
What's that?
They couldn't answer my questions. I could catch them on their bluffs. They would always add in millions of years, which is nothing more than a faith issue. Mm. But they couldn't answer my basic questions. And I thought, if these people, which are much more intelligent than me, couldn't answer these basic questions about evolution, then why should I believe in it? Because when I turned to the Bible, guess what I found? The answers. Real answers. Eternal answers.
Hmm.
So now I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I believe in creation 100%. No compromise. That's what we do in the United States Marine Corps. We do not compromise.
You brought up the fact that you are a, can't say former Marine because you're never a former Marine.
Just say Marine.
You are a Marine.
Yes.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
So why is Genesis, why is creation so important?
Well, where I like to start is we talk about John 3:16. Most people know John 3:16 in the church, for God
right.
sent his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
I take it there, but then I go into John 3:17, and the end of John 3:17 says we have to be saved. Now, in order to understand the gospel, we have to find out why we need to be saved, what do we need to be saved from. That takes you back to the book of Genesis. In other words, in order to understand the gospel fully, you must understand and believe the first chapters of Genesis. That's why it's so important. Genesis lays the foundation for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, the first three chapters of Genesis is the reason the whole rest of the Bible had to take place.
Mm.
That's why it's so important.
Okay. Yeah, that's where sin, death, destruction came into the world. That's where we get our first promise about the coming Messiah in Genesis 3:15.
Exactly. It's not only the first promise of a Savior, it's our first promise of victory.
Amen.
So we get double right there. Genesis 3:15, it's a powerful verse.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit more about your ministry, Creation Training Initiative, or CTI, what is it that you guys do? Is it just talk about Genesis, or do you do more than that?
Well, we're a little different. I spent a little over 5 years with Answers in Genesis as a speaker and writer and author, and did that, and it was a great, great growing time, learning more and more through Ken Ham and the things that were happening here at the Creation Ministry and Answers in Genesis. But about 5 years ago, sat down and said, my passion is to train others. So we started up this new ministry, Creation Training Initiative, with the goal and mission of training other Christians how to speak about and teach on biblical creation and apologetics so that they, in turn, can go out and start training this next generation. It's based off 2 Timothy 2:2. That's our verse, 2 Timothy 2:2, where Paul is talking to Timothy. And Paul says, Timothy, now that I've trained you, you go out and do what I did for you. You go out and train others how to teach also. That is one of the best verses in the entire Bible that talks about discipleship. 2 Timothy 2:2.
And that's something we don't see in the church really
right.
anymore.
We don't
today.
See a lot of discipleship. We want to tend to hold on to everything ourselves. That's not the biblical model. The biblical model is bring them in, train them, and send them out. And that's what we're doing. We train Christians all over the country how to not only defend their faith, but be able to teach it to others. We actually have training courses that will do this.
Wow. So you said that you were with Answers in Genesis for 5 years. Are you still with them, or what's your position or situation with Answers in Genesis now?
What I am now is what you call an adjunct speaker. Occasionally when they need somebody to speak for them or all tied up, they'll give me a call to see if I want to go out and speak for them also. So I have that loose tie there with Answers in Genesis to be a recognized speaker for them. But we stay pretty busy with our courses.
Gotcha. Now, do you guys just do the courses? I looking at your website, it looks like you guys have videos or something like that as well?
Yes, we try and get as much out there for the public as we can. For example, on our website, now, quick advertisement, creationtraining.org. That's all one word, creationtraining.org. We have over 80 30-minute videos for free, all professionally done. The last two we did were answering foolish statements. How to answer or respond to foolish statements. And we had actually two sessions on that because there's so many statements out there that just don't make a lot of sense.
Hmm.
So we showed you how to answer them and why they're really foolish statements.
Wow.
And we've had interviews with other scientists from Answers in Genesis and around the country. We even had three of the Cincinnati Bengals football players on there who happen to be very strong believers in God's Word.
Amen. So, again, that's creationtraining.org, right?
That's O-R-G. Correct. That's correct. Right.
Okay. And there's at least 80 videos, and they're absolutely free. They're 30 minutes long.
Yes.
Are they on TV anywhere?
No, they're not on. Well, they're on YouTube.
On YouTube?
They're on YouTube.
Okay.
That's really not quite TV, but.
It's the most TV that the millennial generation watches today. So,
yes.
I count it.
So, we have that, and we have a lot of information about who we are and what we're doing.
Okay, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about these different training courses that you do.
Well, we have 3 one-day training classes. We have a basic creation training class, and these three classes go from 8:30 in the morning to 5:30. And the nice thing about it is we travel to you. We go to your church, wherever it is in the country, or sometimes out of the country, and we don't directly charge the church to have us come out. We pay our travel and all our hotel bills. What we do is we charge per student. For example, in a one-day class, we charge $45. That covers the full-day training, a 100-page student manual, and we pay for lunch for you.
Mm.
So it's pretty cheap. And that way, we don't impact the small churches who can't afford this. They don't have it in their budget. So we go to the small churches, the medium-sized churches. We go to a lot of them. Because we don't want to deny somebody the Word of God because of money. Now, we do like to have donations so we continue to do this. So we
right.
always ask for that, like any other ministry. So we do have to be smart about it. We have to have that money coming in so that we can continue to train others. So we have our basic creation training, which is for teens and above. We have another one-day course called Advanced Creation Apologetics. This is, again, one-day course where we get into what we call the presuppositional apologetics, how to talk to any scientist and not have to know the science. Mm. We also in there teach you the critical thinking skills, how to turn the situation around from being on the defense to being on the offense. So we train you in all those different matters there. We have a whole section on evidence to support the existence of God. We have a lot of that in there. We even answer the question, how can you call God good when he allows evil to continue? Mm. We show you how to answer that question to the atheist. We can even show that the atheist can't even legitimately bring up the question.
Wow.
So that's the kind of things we cover in there. Then we have a third course, which is for teachers. Anybody that wants to teach. It's called Christian Teacher Training. Sunday school teachers, Christian school teachers, college students wanting to become teachers. In that one-day course, you'll see something very different. I've got my master's in education. I was never really taught how to teach very well. I had to learn by trial and error, and I felt sorry for some of those beginning students, but they were the trial. But what we do in that course is we model after the Bible. What does the Bible have to say how we're supposed to teach and how we consider, how we grade ourselves as teachers? Not what we learn from the world and in some of our education courses. What does the Bible say? How did Jesus teach? He was the master teacher. So we model it after his teaching methods. We've had a lot of success with that course. We've been into Christian schools where they take the whole day off and all the teachers will come and we'll train them on these methods. And I like to start with three critical thinking questions. It can cause somebody to stop in their tracks, because what I find is a lot of these evolutionists, no matter how many degrees they have, tend to do a lot of bluffing. So we need to call them on this. Three critical thinking questions. First one, how do you know it is true? These are very easy, because not one scientific term in there. Don't even have to be a scientist. How do you know it is true? Question number one. That will cause them to reveal the source of their knowledge, whether it's even credible or not. Number two, has it ever been observed? And number three, are you making any assumptions? 1 Peter 3:15, we're to have a ready answer. How often? Always for hope that's within us. But there's a stronger word in the Bible than 1 Peter 3:15. Much stronger word. Jude 3. Notice I didn't say chapter 3. Why didn't I say chapter 3? There's only one chapter, right? Jude 3. It tells us in Jude 3, we are to contend for the faith. That word contend, that Greek word contend, is where we get our word agonize. The Bible tells us we are to agonize for the faith. Not just kind of, oh, it's not my problem. We're to agonize for it. Like two runners stretching for the finish line at the same time. That's the picture we need to get in our mind, how we're supposed to be dealing with our faith. Agonize. Let's say you wanted to grow wings and start flying tomorrow. That takes a new set of instructions, doesn't it? In other words, for some creature to evolve into a completely new kind of creature requires information, a new set of instructions. That doesn't get mentioned much. It just kind of gets glossed over in the textbook. Millions of years of mutations. But what does that mean? That's kind of hiding the evidence. Whenever you see millions of years, what they're really saying is they don't have the observational evidence. That's what that means. It's a magic wand.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
You know, one of the things I like to tell the teachers in Christian schools and even Sunday school teachers, they actually have one of the most important jobs in the world. I know they don't get paid for it, but they have one of the most important jobs in the world because they're not just giving knowledge. They are there to affect lives for eternity. What more important job can you have than being a Christian school teacher or a Sunday school teacher? We're affecting these students for life.
Sounds like you're pretty passionate about teaching others how to teach the Bible.
I'll give you my response. You betcha. It has always been a passion of mine to train others to be able to teach. Even when I was at computers, I would train others how to teach on computers all over the world. But now I'm doing it for even a greater cause, training others to be able to speak about God's works, what he did in creation, and be better prepared to present and defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a big passion. We even have a five-day course that will do this. This is our top-of-the-line course. 5 days. Don't come prepared for entertainment, because you only get entertainment when you're asleep at night dreaming. This is our, we only take 60 students from around the country in this course.
Wow.
And usually, each year we do it, we have over 20 different states represented. We only hold it one place, and that's near Asheville, North Carolina. It's actually the Ridgecrest Conference Center, Christian Conference Center there. And we have 60 people, and you're going to spend 10 hours a day in the classroom, and you're going to be studying at night. You'll do presentations, which we'll grade you on. You'll do a final exam. And you know, in the years, this 2 years we've been doing this, we have a 100% success rate.
Wow.
That's part of my training methods. We train for success in Christianity. We don't expect or want anybody to fail. We've had people from college students on up to 80 years old in that class, and we don't give anything away. This is a rigorous class. And if you want to find out more, again, go to our website at creationtraining.org. Also, we have a scholarship contest for it now.
Ooh, tell us about the scholarship contest.
We just announced this scholarship contest, and that's on our website also. Now, the contest involves writing a short paper. When I say short paper, it's 400 words or less. Just 400 words or less, and you have to answer this statement or challenge. The challenge goes like this. Creation is too divisive, therefore we shouldn't teach it in the church. How do you respond to that kind of a statement?
Mm.
And I've heard that from a number of people in churches, including pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first thing I'll let you know, they're being disobedient when they do that. Because the Bible says, all scriptures God breathed, and it's all good for teaching. And we should never compromise God's word because we're afraid of what somebody might think of us if we happen to believe in a six-day creation. So that scholarship is there, and you can find out more about it and on our website, creationtraining.org. And we'd love to hear from you and get your essay in.
Okay. So now, what's included with the scholarship? What do you get?
Okay,
scholarship,
number one, you get the class for free. That's $540. And your travel to and from the class is paid for, too. So that can be over $1,000 right there.
Wow.
So everything is paid for. Your travel to and from and the course, which is $540. The actual cost for the course, incidentally, is over $900.
Hmm.
We subsidize this out of our own ministry to keep the cost down.
Wow. So now, is this sponsorship open to anyone around the globe, or is it just
well,
for
be anyone
United
around
States?
The globe? We look 18 years and older.
Okay.
Because high school students, now you would have to travel there, and you're on, maybe on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your parents come, that's a whole other story.
Right.
But when you get there, we treat you nice. You're going to work hard. You get private rooms, private bath, 3 good meals a day. We're not talking hot dogs and pizza now. We're talking good, healthy meals a day.
Oh, so food's included,
yeah,
too.
Food's included.
Wow.
Yes. And the rooms, like I say, are like nice hotel rooms. No TV, because we don't want any distractors.
Okay. Very neat. I myself, I'm interested in doing it. I've been interested in doing this course for a while. I would love to win the scholarship, but I've got something else planned for that time, so I can't go. But you, listeners, should check out that scholarship. I've heard a lot of wonderful things about this training college from numerous people, and they all say it is not a piece of cake, but it is tremendously beneficial. So make sure you go to creationtraining.org and check out the training college if you want to learn more about how to effectively share and teach others the faith.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
What do Jewish people believe? Or Muslims? A Mormon? Or a Jehovah's Witness? If you've ever wondered, then the book, What Do They Believe, is for you. From the differing views on God and Jesus to sin, salvation, and eternity, What Do They Believe will help you get an accurate understanding of what other religions believe. What Do They Believe by Andrew Rappaport, available now on Kindle and at strivingforeternity.org.
Imagine Jesus walking onto your local college campus what would he say? Would he be like Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? At Christian Collegiate Network, we are sending workers into the harvest. We are training students how to proclaim the glorious gospel, not only in the way that they live their lives, but how to speak to the campus community about the gospel. If you want to support our ministry at Christian Collegiate Network by becoming a campus leader or financially, go to changeyourcampus.com. Christian Collegiate Network, changeyourcampus.com.
Welcome back to Witness Radio. We're talking with Mike Riddle, the founder and creator of Creation Training Institute, CTI, and we've been talking to him about how he does a lot of teachings on creation and teaching people how to teach. Now, Mike, you brought up the fact that in one of your courses, at least one of your courses, you teach creation, but you go more than just creation apologetics. You actually go into presuppositional apologetics.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the big debate, creation versus presupposition apologetics?
Well, there's different levels here when we speak. We have the evidential area where we speak straight evidence, which is very good also. But that's I like to go deeper. I don't want to get, if I can help it, I don't want to get an evidence against evidence. Because we both have the same evidence. It's how we interpret the evidence, but how we interpret it is based on our worldview. And that's where we get down to what we call our presuppositions. Why are we believing what we're believing? Well, how do we interpret everything we see out there? It's based on our presuppositions, which make up our worldview. In other words, as a Christian, my presupposition is God does exist and his word is true. That is the basic Christian presupposition. Now, for the atheist, their presupposition is this. Matter is all that exists. There are no gods, no angels, nothing else. No spiritual. Only matter exists. And from that, they have to be able to explain everything that exists in this universe. You know what? They can't do it. They simply can't do it because they can't tell me where their matter came from. They can bluff their way through. I catch them on their bluffs all the time. And I hear these physicists on television saying all the time, oh, we're always seeing things come into existence out of nothing. Folks, there's a word for that. That's called baloney. Anybody who understands anything about physics and quantum physics understands that's not true. Because for something to create itself, it has to have the power to act before it even exists. That can't be. And if nothing exists, where are you going to pop yourself into existence? There's no space out there yet.
Right.
They don't think about things like that. They're trying to bluff their way through. And that's what evolution is based on, a lot of bluffing and not a lot of good critical thinking out there. So that these teachers are very smart teachers in these biology classes, but they're not critically analyzing what they're really saying. And that's where we have a breakdown in the education system, a lack of critical thinking skills.
I see that a lot on the college campus when I'm interviewing students for the radio show.
Yes.
They just spout out the answers that they've been told in class, and when you challenge it, they either don't have an answer or they just get angry with you.
One of the things I train in the critical thinking method is this. When somebody issues a challenge or makes a statement, don't focus so much on the evidence they're giving. Focus on their words and hold them accountable for their words. And that will stop them in their tracks a lot of times because they're making bold statements without any supporting evidence. So we catch them on things like that. Or one of my favorites is the origin of life. Our best scientists in the world can't even create a single biological protein. The only thing the evolutionists can say is over millions of years, folks, that is not a scientific statement. That's a faith statement because no one's ever seen millions of years and what can happen. So we need to know how to catch them in the words they're trying to get by with.
Gotcha. And you teach all of these wonderful apologetics and trainings and everything, but you understand that the ultimate goal is not the apologetic, but the gospel.
Right. That's why in the courses I teach, and matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a Christian high school starting in January, and a whole chapter is being able to present and defend the gospel. They're not going to have to do this written. They're going to have to do it verbally in the classroom. Present the gospel and be able to defend it, which means once they give me the gospel, I'm going to throw some questions at them. But you know what? My expectation, we're going to get 100% success, because that's the way I like to train. We're going to make sure that we make these students capable of going out and witnessing to their peers, not just passing a test, but it's called the application.
Wow. So you're going to be doing an actual high school project in a high school.
Yes.
Now, are you just planning it for this one high school, or are you hoping that it'll...
Well, this will be hopefully what we call the pilot. And once we get through this one, then we're going to see if we can take it to other Christian schools. But what we really want to do is not have me teach it, bring the teachers in, get them trained, and teach it in their own schools. It's much cheaper to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Build it in-house. That's what our ministry is about.
That's wonderful. So now, knowing you from church and being here in the Cincinnati area, I know that you have a big change coming up. Would you like to tell us about that? Why you're doing this big change?
Oh, yeah, we do have a big change. In January, we're moving to the Boise, Idaho area. Well, why are we doing that? Well, it has to do with family. We have a son, and his family are out there in the state of Washington. Incidentally, he's in the Middle East right now. He's a captain in the Army.
Oh.
But also, our son-in-law, who works for us full-time, he does our multimedia, he does our web, and he mows our yard for us when we're not there. We take good advantage of him there. But his family's out there also. So we like to be family, and we want to be close to the family there. So that's a big reason we moved out. We're moving out there in January.
Okay. And tell us, do you have any grandkids?
Yeah, well, you get extra bonus points for that. We just happen to have 6 very cute grandchildren. 4 of them right now are really good athletes, and we're going to get the other 2 there eventually, too. And they can all do lots of Marine Corps push-ups.
They would probably put me to shame, I'm sure. Well, we are unfortunately coming close to the end of our time today. Mike, let me ask you this. What do you have coming up? Any upcoming events where people could come and hear you speak or hear you teach them? Where would they go to find out more information about that too?
Well, we have a big one coming up December 31st and January 1st and January 2nd. It's called the Contend, C-O-N-T-E-N-D, Youth Worldview Conference. And that will be in Collierville, Tennessee. Each year they do that, they get 500 youth come.
Wow.
To that conference. And there's various different speakers. There's about 5 speakers that go, and I'm going to be one of them. This year, I'm going to be doing 2 talks. First talk is Amazing Facts About Life. And the second talk is called Aliens, UFOs, and the Bible. We're going to answer all those questions. Are there really aliens out there? And did God create life elsewhere in the universe? We're going to answer those questions.
Okay.
And we're going to hear the gospel in each one of those talks. Can't do a talk without the gospel.
Amen. That's what it's all about, people. So you got that coming up at the end of December, beginning of January. Anything else going on? One-day courses anywhere?
Yes. Right after we move into our house, we get to spend 2 days there. Then we're off to Long Beach, California, to do a training class there and a Sunday service. Come back for a couple days. Then we're off to New Mexico to do a creation conference there, and we come back for a couple days. Then we're off to Tennessee again to do another training class. And again, we will come to you for all these classes.
Wow, that's wonderful. And to get more information where they can sign up for these events and or new events coming up, they can go to creationtraining.org, correct?
Right. We have a little tag on there that says schedule. You can see our complete schedule. And if you want to enroll in the class, you can see how to do that right there in our schedule.
Okay, that's wonderful. Mike, thank you so much for being on Witness Radio today. I know that you and your ministry have been a tremendous blessing to me, and I would have to say one of my favorites is nurseries and army.
Armies and nurseries.
Yes.
Kind of like, how did the church get in the condition it's in today, and what can we do about it?
Yes, that is one of my favorite talks that you have given, because it really addresses where we went wrong as a church and how to get back on track. So I highly encourage that video and many other videos that Mike has done. For more information about Mike and his ministry, go to creationtraining.org. And Mike, thank you again for all that you do for the kingdom of God.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
And until next time, The fields are ripe for the harvest. So what are you waiting for? Get out there and share the gospel. May God bless you.
Witness Radio has been brought